T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time to talk college hoops with Hall of Famer and head coach of the St. Joseph Blue Jays, Jim Calhoun. Brought to you by the Hartford Law Firm of Riscassi and Davis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
8:51. Jim Calhoun just got off the bus, well, like 11:30 last night, like we all did, from Boston. A happy but quiet ride home. Coach, how are you?
I'm just fine. The worst thing about coaching is that how you feel the next morning has always got to do with what happened the night before. And I guess that's true in life, Joe. You know better than me in that kind of situation. Of course, not our way, but bottom line is that when you win, the next day I see sunshine when nobody else sees it this morning.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was a virtuoso performance, especially in the second half. And I like the fact that every time Suffolk made a run, you had an answer, whether it was Noriega Davis inside, Delshawn hitting a pull-up, Charles hitting a pull-up, or how about Jake Sullivan, who was 1-for-10 there on Valentine's Day and knocked down 2 stone-cold threes in the final 3 minutes.
Yeah, and he handled the ball very well. And it was a terrific play near the end, probably about 4 seconds to go. We're up 6 or 8, I think it was, actually. Instead of holding it on, he looks in, lays it up, normally. If you can't get a naked layup, you do that. But terrific play by him. You know, we got good guys coming off the bench. Malik did a nice job defensively. And, you know, our guy didn't have quite the game the start of him that you interviewed him for the night before.
Sam Majak.
It's funny that you're talking about the start of the evening now. So, but, you know, that's what it brings out. It brings out the fact that I told the kids afterwards, Joe, that some of the hard words, hard language, and tough on them. They were now prepared to handle pressure. And I thought we did a good job, and it was more than winnable in the second half. We had a good lead, certainly, but they handled that terrific. Our first playoff game, to some degree, to get into the tournament. And then last night, to the number of ties for the first place in the league, and had a great season. We would go into the shoeboxes, I call it, and then come out with, a pretty resounding win, especially in the last 7-8 minutes of that basketball game.
I was listening, Coach, to the last half of the game, and it sounded to me like you guys were hit. What percentage were you guys shooting?
60%.
That's pretty good.
And honestly, we took good shots. You know, Chris was a terrific shooter, one of the better shooters, probably, all of New England Division III, and he gave the ball up at times last night, Delshawn Leonardson. I can keep going with the accolades because we really did play well. Even though we ended up winning by 11, that's got something to do with maybe foul shots. But we took the game over. And, we haven't taken the games over unless we're playing a team that we're superior to physically and mentally and age-wise, et cetera. Last night we took it on against a very good team who, as I said, had a 9-2 year in the league, 18 wins in their place, a terrific, terrific accomplishment. So we were making me happy as we were starting to really take the game over. And I just think our maturity after now 26 games, start the show.
The other thing I really liked, and John, our guy from ESPN, who's here with Danny to tape me and Ray and hopefully not break their cameras, pointed it out. But I noticed it during the game, too. The bench was into it from the start. Yeah. Look, as somebody who spent his entire CYO career on the bench, I know what that's like to be enthusiastic. Right. And your kids, laughing and Kamar and Cherry, everybody was into it on the bench from the start of the game.
Well, we've had I've started to notice even the loss at Suffolk by 2 and a couple of tough losses before then, the wins. But we started to get a little more mature, and the team has found itself. I mean, I have no idea what's going to happen at St. Joe's tomorrow. Hopefully we'll win. But, it's another idea that I feel better going north in the sense that I don't always feel better going north. I feel better because we seem to have a sense of what we need to do to win. And even when a couple of losses closed recently, remember, we lost to the 3 top teams in the league by a total of 5 points. And my point was, I could feel us getting there. Last 2 games, we played exceptionally well. And you know, being in the semifinals of any tournament is fun.
You know, Coach, and we're talking about this off air as well, is that as you get this far into the season, and a successful season, certainly, do you back off a little bit on, like, criticizing the guys?
You know, it's a pattern. It's a good question. I mean, one way, but we got to build the culture. They've got to understand that it's standard. That is how you're going to play. It's how you're going to act. It's how you're going to work out. It's how you're going to – all the things. And by this time, honestly – if they haven't heard it now, they're not going to react as well to it. In the sense of, it's a wonderful season. It's an incredible season in many, many ways. It's interesting and frustrating, all the things that happen to you in life. But now is the time to I kept saying to them, hey, how about letting me coach you guys? That's what I want to do. I want to coach as opposed to criticize you. I'll tell you when you made a mistake, that's fine. But the whole kind of different things. So you could be more on money. Even our practice sessions, a little different. You know, we're now more technical. We're now more about this kind of thing without going, you know, 2 hours full speed all the time.
Yeah.
I just think we're getting ourselves ready to hopefully win a few more games.
Tomorrow night in beautiful Standish, Maine, 4 hours away against the Monks of St. Joe's College. It's one of those games that the play-by-play guy dreads because he can't use the word St. Joe's. you played a real good game up there. They got red hot in the second half. And in Barry and Casale, they have two of the better players in the league.
Well, they've got three of the top 15 scorers. They score like crazy. Recently, they're on a slide a little bit because of defense, and hopefully we can take advantage of that. But they're a really good offensive team, tough to play. They play. They're a little bigger, a little more talented, in my opinion, than Suffolk last night. But, you know, I hopefully if we learned the things I hope we did over the past month, you know, it's going to be an interesting trip, and I hope a real good trip back.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I said to you as I got out of the bus, it's 1990 New York City all over again. So
yeah, I hope so.
Get through it.
Really hope so.
All right, Jim, thanks for the time, as always. And again, we've got it at 6:45 on the radio. And I understand we don't have to bring our own tables and chairs tomorrow night. So
that's nice.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Jim. We had to bring our own tables and chairs for Rex and me. Our
boy, it was kind of like basic up there, wasn't it?
It was like back to the old days, but it was great. And you can just tell from listening, just how excited he is about what this group is
doing.
Because
guys,
look, it's all freshmen. There's no, you know, you look at this team, they're playing on, you know, on Thursday night. They got a couple of big seniors. As Jim says, they got good size, good players. But you know, at this point of the year, anything goes. So we'll see.
Well, you can hear it here on WGIC News Talk 1080.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.